Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
大家好，我是 Nicole.
And I'm Matt. Welcome back to CantoneseClass101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Cantonese. Today's lesson is Absolute Beginner Series 1, Lesson 21.
So, what are we looking at today?
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask someone to speak more slowly.
And the conversation takes place on the street.
This is between two strangers, one of whom is learning Cantonese.
They're strangers and they're speaking casual Cantonese.
All right, Nicole, let's move right into the dialogue.
Okay.
不好意思。
咩事？
我听唔明啊。
咁。
你可唔可以讲慢啲啊？
冇问题。
One more time, a bit slower.
唔好意思，
咩事？
我听唔明。
咁，
你可唔可以讲慢啲？
冇问题。
And now with the English translation.
唔好意思。
Excuse me.
咩事
？What's up?
我听唔明。
I don't understand.
咁。
So.
你可唔可以讲慢啲
？Can you slow it down a bit?
冇问题。
No problem. Nicole, do you want to know a secret about Cantonese?
What secret?
Cantonese might just be the fastest language in the world.
Stop kidding around.
I'm not kidding. Remember our last lesson?
Oh, the one where he asked, 你可不可以讲广东话?
Right. Our speaker asked them to speak Cantonese, and then all of a sudden they start speaking Cantonese, and he can't understand them. So you need to know how to ask them to slow it down a little bit.
Which is exactly what we will teach you today. But first, let's look at our vocab section.
And now, the vocab section.
All right, Nicole. Let's move right into that. What do we have for our first word today?
听唔明
To not understand.
听唔明听唔明咁
So...
咁慢
Slow
慢講
To speak, say
講快
Fast
快勤力
Diligent
勤力啲
The suffix for er
啲
Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of these words and phrases.
All right, the first one is 聽唔明
Not to understand.
聽唔明
And if someone says something that you don't understand, you can say
我聽唔明
Which is I don't understand. And if you do understand, you can say
我明 Just take out the middle two sounds off, so it becomes 我明
Which is I understand.
Now let's put all of these together. 我聽唔明。
I listen, but don't understand.
That's right. 我聽唔明。
Now if you didn't catch what the person said the first time, you can ask them to speak
慢
or slow.
慢
This is said with a flat tone.
That's right. To ask someone to speak slower, you can say 講慢啲。
To speak slower.
講慢啲。
And we want to point your attention to the last character on this one.
The.
This means just a little bit. and it goes after adverbs and adjectives.
That's right, but we'll go over this more in the grammar session.
Now we threw in another word in that last sentence.
Gong.
And this means to be able to speak.
Gong, as in 我講廣東話.
I speak Cantonese.
我講廣東話.
Now, if your Cantonese is not up to speed, you may be asked to
快啲,
which is hurry up.
快啲.
And if you are really in a rush, you can shout
快啲快啲快啲. Yes, you have to repeat it 3 times.
So...
So what?
So... It's our next vocabulary word, Nicole.
that is right. So in Cantonese, we say gum.
And since this is an inquisitive tone, there's usually a response after this.
Right. Gum.
This is said with a rising tone and is like, and then?
Gum.
So?
Gum. Let's go to the grammar point.
All right.
It's grammar time.
All right, today's grammar point, we're learning how to ask somebody to speak more slowly.
Or more quickly.
In the dialogue, we heard this.
你可唔可以讲慢啲?
Can you speak more slowly?
你可唔可以讲慢啲?
Can you speak more slowly? Now, we already know most of this sentence.
Right, 你 means you. And then we have 可唔可以?
That means can or cannot.
你可唔可以?
So we're asking a question. Can you? Can you what?
讲慢啲。你可唔可以讲慢啲?
To speak.
讲。
And slow.
慢。
The adjective for slow. And then...
啲。
Speak slower.
講慢啲。
This is our basic grammar pattern.
We can use it with any adverb or adjective.
That's right. For example, Nicole.
食慢啲。
Eat slower.
飲慢啲。
Drink slower.
行快啲。
Go faster.
行快啲。
Our structure is exactly the same.
Right. First, our verb, and then the adjective. And then the.
So if you're a boss in an office, you might tell your employees to.
勤力啲.
Work harder.
勤力啲.
That's the verb for work.
做, but we can ignore it in here. So you can just say the adjective, which is 勤力, which means hard. And then we add 啲 to the end. So work harder can be said as 勤力啲.
In our dialogue, we saw this as part of a question. Can you speak slower?
你可唔可以讲慢啲?
If you're feeling brave, you can try. Can you speak faster?
你可唔可以讲快啲?
And how about speaking in the negative, Nicole?
You mean...
Don't speak slower.
Oh, that's easy. Just make our verb negative. Like, 讲慢啲.
Don't speak slower.
讲慢啲.
Great, we covered quite a bit of material today. And that's our lesson.
But before we go, we want to remind our listeners about a great thing about our site.
That's right. Don't forget to check out our recording tool located in the Premium Learning Center.
You can record your voice in a click of a button.
Only on CantoneseClass101.com.
That's right. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Matt. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
不好意思。
咩事？
我听唔明啊。
咁，
你可唔可以讲慢啲啊？
冇问题。